practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church with other Bible-believing Christians. And I do trust and pray that you'll go to a good, solid church today. We begin the program this morning with a song entitled, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken.
Things of thee are spoken, Zion City of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation walls surrounded, thou mayst smile at all thy foes. See the streams of living waters springing from eternal love. Well, supply thy sons and daughters, and all of want remove. Who can faint while such a river ever flows their thirst to assuage? Grace which like the Lord the giver never fails from age to age.
Well, it truly is a joy to bring you the Voice of Faith radio broadcast today, and I trust that if we can ever serve you spiritually here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, that you will contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894, or you could write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org, and our web address is simply fbcaltoona.org. So if we can help you in your walk with and relationship with the Lord, please don't hesitate to contact us. As a matter of fact, if you have a prayer request, please send that our way as well. Believe you me, when we receive prayer requests from you who write them in or send them in or call them in, we take those requests to the throne of God's grace immediately. As soon as we get it, we pray for you and trust that the Lord will work according to your request in your life. And so don't hesitate to contact us if you'd like for us to pray with you and take your burden to the Lord. We can stand with you in that burden with our prayers. Today is June the 1st. This happens to be the 52nd anniversary of the wedding of my wife Nancy and I. It's hard to believe that we've been married for 52 years. It's hard to believe that she's put up with me for 52 years. But she has, and she, of course, has given me three boys, two of which are twins. And, of course, she did a great job in working with the Lord's power and strength to raise them, even as I was many times involved with ministry and sometimes even away from the home. And Nancy's been a very faithful wife, and I love her, and I thank the Lord for her. And so today I say happy anniversary, Nancy. Thank God for the fact that he has brought us together and has kept us together now for 52 years. But again, I do want to encourage you to go to church somewhere today. And if you don't have a church to attend, why not visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church? We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service will be this evening at 6 o'clock. And this morning, we have a special guest speaker. He is Tom Wallace with the Fortress of Faith Ministries. Tom was brought up in England, and then he served himself for 20 years as a missionary in England, and he observed how Islam was growing in that country and leading people away from Christ. And so he became burdened for the growth of Islam here in the United States of America and came home with the intent to warn us of the growth of Islam. Well, recently he began a new ministry that will involve planting churches in Saudi Arabia. Now, keep in mind that Saudi Arabia is completely Muslim, and so that's not an easy thing to do. But Tom has been led of the Lord to work on establishing churches in Saudi Arabia, and he is going to explain that to us in our morning service and in Sunday school today. And so I would invite you to drop by and visit us as we hear about what this new ministry is going to be in establishing churches in Saudi Arabia. So drop by and visit us at Sunday school this morning, our morning service at 10:30, and our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, every Wednesday night we have midweek services that includes children and youth ministry, a ministry to single moms, as well as a prayer meeting and Bible study time. And so I would invite you to drop out and visit us even on Wednesday night. Again, the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona is located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street, right here in the Highland Park section of the city. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you and praise you once again for this another day that you've given us, a day that is set aside to worship you in spirit and in truth. And I do pray, Lord, that you'll take this broadcast today and use it in the lives of each one who listens to prepare their hearts to go to church to worship you along with other Christians. Father, it is my prayer if there's anyone under the sound of my voice right now who does not know you through faith in Jesus Christ, that they will call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And then for those who are Christians, Father, it is my prayer that this program will be used to draw them closer to you, to build them in the faith, and of course, to ultimately glorify you. And we'll thank you for that. So lead us as we go throughout the rest of the program. Be honored through that which we do, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now here's one of my wife's favorite songs entitled My Savior First of All. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, and I would like to read with you verse 6, where the Word of God says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Now, before I deliver a message that is simply entitled, "Christ Will Build His Church," let's listen to a song that is entitled, "Oh Glorious Love." I think this will be a blessing to you this morning.
In my darkness, Jesus found me, touched my eyes and made me see, broke sin's chains that long had bound me, gave me life and liberty. Oh, glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never. I'll worship him forever and praise him for his glorious love. Oh, amazing truth to ponder, that he whom angel hosts attend, the Lord of heaven, God's Son, what wonder, he became this sinner's friend. Oh, glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never. I'll worship him forever and praise him for his glorious love. My song will silence never. I'll worship him forever and praise him for his glorious love. And praise him for his glorious love. Let's praise him for his glorious love.
Indeed, we should praise the Lord for his glorious love for us, as we are reminded of John 3:16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." How we should praise him for his glorious love. Today, I want to talk about the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to do this because I believe that we find that there are many people today who really do not understand what the church is all about. And of course, people go to church Sunday after Sunday and really don't recognize the great entity that it is in the heart and in the mind of God. Back in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, the Lord Jesus Christ gave a statement to his disciples that it is good for us to take heed to today. It's where the Lord Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against that." Isn't that a tremendous verse of Scripture? Matthew 16:18, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." You know, the church began back in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. And from that point, the gates of hell have done everything that they could to break up the church, to destroy the church, to do away with the church. But the church continues to exist and will continue to exist because of the fact that it's the Lord Jesus Christ who is building his church and he is protecting his church. And those of us who know the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior are a part of His church. But yet there are many people who really don't have a good, solid biblical foundation as to what the church is. They just think of that building down there in the corner of the street where Christians gather together several times a week to worship and praise God, but they really don't take into consideration what it is. So what is the church? Well, the word church is a very interesting word. It comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which is actually two words that means to be called out. And so the church is a called out assembly from a larger group. That's really what the word means. It's a called out assembly from the larger group. And as that relates to the church of Jesus Christ is that assembly that is a called out assembly from the world with the intent to worship and to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we study the Bible, we see that the church in the New Testament is described in two separate ways. First of all, there is the universal church. And the universal church is the spiritual organism of which Christ is the head and is composed of all born-again people around the world from the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 until the rapture. Keep that in mind, that is the universal church. It's the spiritual organism of which Christ is the head and is composed of all born-again Christians around the world. And, of course, it began on the day of Pentecost there in Acts chapter 2 and will continue until the rapture. And it's been my blessing to be able to be in over 30 nations of the world doing various forms of ministry. And every time I go into those different nations, even though I do not know the Christians who are there, they welcome me into their fellowship. They are a part of the body of Christ in that particular area, a part of the universal church, which speaks of Christians all around the world. And of course, when this life is over, those who are part of that church will go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. And when the rapture happens, all of the Christians will go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. And so the universal church is the spiritual organism of which Christ is the head and is composed of all born-again people from the time of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 until the rapture. And that means every born-again person who is on the face of the earth today. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18 tells us that Jesus Christ is the head of the church, which simply means that he is the one that the church is to follow. Then there is the local church taught in the New Testament. And the local church is a group of professing believers in Jesus Christ who have been baptized and have organized themselves to do the work of God in a certain community. I've often felt that probably one of the best definitions of the local church is found in the Scofield Bible, where it says this, that a local church is an assembly of professed believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, living for the most part in one locality, who assemble themselves together in Christ's name for the breaking of bread, worship, praise, prayer, fellowship, testimony, the ministry of the Word of God, discipline, and the furtherance of the gospel. That's the definition of the local church according to the Scofield Bible. And I like the Scofield Bible personally for my own studies. And so the local church is the local body of believers in a local area to do the work of God in that area. Just like here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we are located in the city of Altoona to do the work of the Lord here. Certainly there are other Bible-believing churches in Altoona and Blair County and all around the world. And God has put those churches in that particular city, that particular location, to do His work. And so the universal church speaks of Christians all around the world, those who have truly been born again, and they are part of the body of Christ. The local church is the gathering of believers in that local community. But here in the book of Matthew, chapter 16 and verse 18, Jesus gives that clear statement when He says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Certainly, we see there that the church belongs to the Lord Jesus. It doesn't belong to any one of us. It belongs to the Lord Jesus. We belong to the church, but it does not belong to us. The church belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. But the question is, how will Jesus Christ build His church? Well, first of all, He laid the foundation for the church when he went to the cross of Calvary nearly 2,000 years ago. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, the Apostle Paul is speaking to believers there, and he says, "Take heed thereto unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God," now note this, "which he hath purchased with his own blood." You see, the church did not exist back in the Old Testament. And the reason why it did not exist back in the Old Testament is because Jesus Christ had to shed his blood on the cross to begin the church, to lay the foundation for the church. And so what we see is that the church did not exist in the Old Testament. Back then, God was working through the children of Israel. But in this dispensation of grace in which we live, God works through the church that was formed simply through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Had Christ not shed his blood on the cross, the church could not exist. But Jesus Christ did shed his blood on the cross, and thus the church exists. So when it talks about the fact that Christ will build his church, he began that work through his shed blood on the cross. Then as we study the scripture, we find that the Lord Jesus Christ actually builds his church in two ways. Number one, in the convicting of unbelievers of their sin through the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel of John chapter 16, the Lord Jesus is speaking concerning the Holy Spirit, and he says this in verses 7 and 8, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." And there, of course, the Comforter is speaking of the Holy Spirit. And it says in verse 8, as Jesus is speaking, "And when he is come," that's the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, "he will reprove," or convict, "the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." The way the Lord Jesus Christ builds his church through the Holy Spirit is by convicting people of their sin of unbelief. Nobody would come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ without the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit who is being used of the Lord Jesus to convict people of their sin of unbelief that they may come to Christ. And then the Lord Jesus not only uses the Holy Spirit to convict unbelievers of sin, but also to place Christians into the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, it says this, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." And so you see, when we talk about the fact that Jesus said, "I will build my church," that speaks to the fact that he was going to go to the cross and shed his blood to lay the foundation for the church, and then through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, convicting of unsaved people of their sin of unbelief, he leads people to come to Christ, and then when they come to Christ, the Spirit of God places those new believers in the body of Christ, and thus that church of Jesus Christ is built. The Bible has a lot to say about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, it tells us that those of us who are Christians and who are in the body of Christ all have spiritual gifts, and it is our responsibility to use those spiritual gifts to expand the ministry of the local church. And so if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a part of the universal body of Christ. I would encourage you to make sure that you are involved with a local church in your area so that in that local church, you can be involved in serving the Lord and doing the work of God in that particular community. But thank the Lord Jesus that he is the one who's building the church. And every day when people come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are placed in the body of Christ with the intent of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust that you know the Lord Jesus and that you are a part not only of the universal church, but of a local church as well somewhere in your community. Thank you so very much for joining me today. I trust that you'll go to church today. And then until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Let me tell you. take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.